Hi, I'm Mel Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Here come the Huskies with a shot. Score! Steven with the goal!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by Bucko's Party Store in Calumet, the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub downtown Houghton, the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the Michigan Tech Campus, Lake Accounting and America Group Retirement Strategy Centers in Houghton, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Superior Smiles in Hancock, the Wickley Agency in Hancock, Peterlin Distributing in Calumet, Dr. Daniel Reminga at the Northern Foot Care Center in Houghton, and State Farm Agent Kelly Jepson in Houghton. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thanks a lot. We are ready to go. What a great weekend for Michigan Tech hockey. They sweep arch rival Northern Michigan 2-0 and 5-1. One goal given up the whole weekend. And Coach Pearson is in our studio. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning, Dirk. Well, after a weekend like that, you're always in a pretty good mood. So it was a real good weekend, and really proud of the guys, the way they played, and finally get our first road win. A lot of good things happened this weekend.
It was a great crowd on Friday night at the John McKenna Student Ice Arena. Huskies with the 74-75 team there and all the other inductees, and didn't disappoint at all. But it was not a high-scoring game, obviously. We really needed that goal towards the end there by Jackson.
Well, we did, and as you mentioned, a lot of real neat things going on. Earlier in the day, around noon on Friday, we had the 75 team in with Scott White and Brent Peterson, and one of the things we've been able to do the last time a national championship team got inducted into the Hall of Fame is present them with a jersey, with their name on it and the year that they won the championship. So it was great. So we were in there in the locker room, and each one of our players would present a jersey to one of the former players and the coaches and Jerry McGinnis. And it's really a neat and touching presentation. So, our players get a chance to feel and see some of the players that have helped set the foundation here for Michigan Tech hockey, and then the older gentlemen, I call them, and ladies who were there had an opportunity to see what's going on with our team now. So it was great. So that's the way really the weekend started for us, and some inspirational words from those players and some of those people on that team, and to our current players. So it was pretty good. I know our guys really wanted to have a good game for, Whitey, Petey, and the 75 team.
Did you like our first period, Coach, on Friday night?
I did. We were ready to play, and I give our players all the credit in the world. They were ready to play. It's up to each individual player to get himself ready to play and to prepare for the game. And everybody's different, Dirk. There's not any one way that everybody needs to use to prepare. It's on your own. Some guys like to take a nap. Some guys have to stay active. Some guys want to be by themselves. Some guys, are a little looser, want to be around people. So, whatever it takes to get ready. And sometimes you have to find out what works. And sometimes what works last year maybe is not working this year, and you might have to change things up a little bit. So I give our players, like I said, a lot of credit for getting themselves ready. And I really liked our first period. We were ready to go.
Well, we got a power play goal at the 8:28 mark. Jake Lucchini found the puck after it was kind of booted over by Lesperance and Baltus, and he made it a 1-0 score.
Rebound kicked right back out. Ock gets possession. Ock with it again. Walks in. Here is Lesperance. Shot! Oh! There it is, ladies and gentlemen. The Huskies get a power play goal to make it 1-0 here in the first period, and it is Jake Lucchini.
Jake Lucchini gets his second of the season. That is his second power play goal of the year. And again, we were talking during that broadcast, Coach, after that goal, how much attention Joel Lesperance demands when that puck is around him.
Well, he's a big body. He's, he uses his size well in front of the net. He's positioned there. He's going to score some goals from there too. But, he's hard to move, and it's really tough on a goaltender to see where that puck's coming or even really trying to find the puck. And Joel does such a good job there. And obviously Jake Lucchini was the recipient of all the commotion in front of the net there. And Mark Ock did a real nice job getting the puck through. And I liked how our power play performed on Friday night. It's important that we have a good power play and that we can finish in a timely fashion and score some goals in a timely manner. And that was a big goal You know, get us off to a good start. I think against Northern, it's important that you get the lead because they can clamp down on you. And they, obviously, they've got a real good goaltender there, too.
Jeff Mikish made a great point that I didn't even never really occurred to me about Joel Esperanz when he was on the broadcast on Saturday night, is that it looks like Joel has his head down when the puck's around his feet and that he doesn't maybe isn't aware of where everybody is on the ice, but he is, and he knows where everybody is.
Well, yeah, and that's one of the things of you know, playing, you know, our power play's been, you know, roughly the same the last couple of years. So when he's on that side of the net, he's always knows he's got backside support. So that, and usually what happens when the shot comes, everybody sort of collapses on him, and you see Lucchini and Baltus are sort of, you know, both off the backside. And what you're trying to do in that situation on the power play is create a 3-on-2 down low at the net. So three Tech players versus, in this case, two Northern places. So you're always going to try to outnumber them there. You're trying to draw the top two guys of the PK up top and then kick it down low. And we did that. And obviously someone's going to be open. Now, so far this year, that puck hasn't kicked to our open guy. Like when we were down in Michigan, it always seemed to kick to their open guy. And finally we got that break, bounce, whatever you want to call it. And it kicks over to Lucchini, who's wide open and has nothing but net, Dirk. And I think you could have put that one in.
He buried it, his second of the year. That made it 1-0. Shots in the first period, 19-8 in favor of Michigan Tech. Let's go to the second period, Coach. Shots were even, 6 apiece. Didn't seem like there was a whole lot going on. And I know you weren't as happy with the play in the second period.
Well, I think we got away from our game a little bit. You know, they started to, you know, obviously they can play really well defensively. And what they were doing is cutting the ice in half. And by that, I mean, if you draw a line right down the middle of the ice, they were pushing everything towards the boards, from the middle of the ice to the boards. And we just did not use the far side of the ice very well. You know, having said that, we did generate a few good scoring opportunities. We just couldn't get that next one. We had some 2-on-1s where I remember Chris Geary had a, you know, tap in, but he just passes a little too far ahead of him, or he just wasn't ready for it, and we couldn't put it in. But we had some real good opportunities in the second period. We just did not capitalize on them or execute to give us, you know, any distance. And we didn't allow them much. And I think that's the thing that I like most about our game, is we just really didn't allow them to get much momentum at any time in the game. You know, they had a couple shots here and there, but I think we had these scoring chances under 10. And when you can do that, you know, you're grade A under 10, keep a team under 10, you've done a good job defensively. So I, as much as we didn't generate much in that second period, we didn't give up much either, and that's a good thing.
What about the third period, Coach? It's still 1-0, and it's dragging on as 1-0. Right. We can't seem to get that extra goal there, and fear starts creeping in on what might happen if we don't get one here pretty soon.
Well, and I'd use a different word, fear, but just nervousness it would be, I mean, no question about it. And it was a pretty even period. It was a pretty even period, the third period. I think they played a great road game. You want to go in, limit the other team to their scoring opportunities, and try not to give up that many goals, and keep the game close and play disciplined hockey. And for the most part, I thought Northern did a real good job of playing a real solid road game. And, you know, obviously the next goal was going to be huge. You know, in a 1-0 hockey game, I mean, you're just holding there, sitting on the edge of your seat, I'm sure, just waiting for, you know, that next goal or that next shot. And fortunately for us, you know, we did get the next goal.
Now a steal by the Huskies, brought up. Here's Jackson. Jackson across the line on his back end. Brings it in, scores! Jake Jackson with the goal! Gives the Huskies the insurance goal with 3:44 left to go in the third period.
Jake Jackson with a nice goal there, and he uses his speed over there, keeping that puck away from everybody else until he decided to put it to his forehand.
Yeah, and we had a turnover in the neutral zone, and Jake did a real good job. He's got great speed, and once he turned that puck over, you could see the defenseman got caught sort of in no man's land, and Jake, you know, just turned up a speed on his off wing there and went in and took a shot, and then the goalie Tovin, and I think it almost looked like he had to play the pass too, because we had a guy driving to the far post. So you know, puts a goalie in a real tough situation. You got to play the shot, but at the same time, you got to be ready to get across, and I think Jake did a real nice job sort of, you know, driving him deep in his net, and he had a lot more net to shoot at. But that obviously was a huge goal in the game for us.
Very similar to Stamen's goal on that same net a couple of weeks ago where he came down that side. He went short side on it, but
You're coming in off your offside. So by that, your stick is towards the net side. It's not on your other side of the body, and which is good. It's a good thing. You have a lot more net